Check out a little sneak peek of today's podcast.
There's no mistake that we're talking about this, because the dark night of the soul and everything that's happening and how people are shifting, like, everybody's rising up. And so we need to address the fact that, well, how do, again, you said last time, how do you know you're going through awakening? And it's like major life changes, you know, sudden health problems, relationship changes, job changes, like every part of your life shifts. And we think it's the end of the world because we're losing what we've always known. But that's the awakening and bringing in of the new and better, bigger paradigm.
Yes, because the truth is that it is the end of the world as you knew it.
Right.
Because it's time for a new world to emerge. But we've lived in this paradigm where we've clutched on to wanting everything to be the same all the time. Because as my husband told me years ago, everyone is seeking their own level of comfort. And guess what? Like, the more comfortable we get with being uncomfortable because everything is changing all the time, the better off we'll be. And I think the discord with mind, body, spirit, the physical, and the relationships comes when we clutch on to that what was instead of letting that which is emerge.
Thank you. I'm chilling as you say that. This is freaking truth. The one constant you can always count on in life is change.
Yes.
Right? And so how we, and this fills into this entire non-attachment and acceptance of, you know what, it is what it is. And we need to move in. We might not like it, but we need to move into this acceptance with our palms up so God can do his work through it.
Amen.
Yeah, because otherwise we're attaching to outcome and moving into ego.
Amen. Okay, let's rock and roll, because I feel like the fire done got lit.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Wonder Life Podcast, the voice for health and wellness, where soul, science, and technology meet. Each week, we chat with game changers, thought leaders, and experts to help you ignite your light and spark your power so you can go out and raise the vibration and change the world for the better. You may find us on social at wonder.life, at Wonder Health, and that is Wonder with a U. Subscribe, like, and share so we can light up this world together. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you so much for joining the Wonder Life Podcast today, everyone. We have our very dear and special guest, Therese Shanley, intuitive healer, teacher, soul coach, and health practitioner. Welcome back, sister.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh my God. It's such a treat for me. I feel like I get so enlightened every time we talk. So thank you for joining today. And, you know, really what we're going to dig into is how we can stop suffering and start shining. And that means we're going to dig into the struggles that people are facing right now, all of us are facing, and the dark night of the soul, what we can do to break free, expand, and beyond. So welcome and take it away, sister.
Oh gosh. Welcome everybody. Sending so much love out to everybody right now. You know, we're right now going through a dark night of the soul as a planet. When we do this as a person individually, we call this an awakening. But when we do it as a planet, we call it ascension. And so it's really undeniable that things are changing. Nothing's going to be the same. And it's all for the better so this new light can move in. And really what's happening is there's a shift in consciousness moving from our minds into our heart centers. It's more of a heart-centered consciousness. And it's quite a shift. And I feel like, you know, a lot of us want to just stay back in the old paradigm because it's comfortable. We know what to do. It's predictable. And, you know, change is hard and everybody's struggling on a different level. And so, you know, I think we've talked about this before, Andrea, when you said, well, how do you know you're going through a dark night of the soul? And basically it's, you know, when things are completely changed, like they are now, like every part of your life has been affected or something suddenly has been affected, sudden health changes, sudden relationship changes, Whatever is, if you can think about it as whatever is old and not serving you anymore and meant to shift, like it's moving out, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
So, and we all, you know, we can all look at this like, oh my gosh, I mean, literally the rug just got pulled out from under me. I feel so weird. I don't know who I am. I'm navigating my way back to my normal, but it's going to be a whole new normal. And when we look at who's struggling, really it's everybody and in every part of your life.
Yeah. I mean, at this point in time, like it is a collective struggle. And for me, you know, I have not always wanted to focus on those, you know, quote unquote, negative spaces of struggle or grief or sadness. It's like, oh, everything's fine. And then I realized I was shrieing myself into a state of denial versus like allowing the process to be what it was and to accept it as it was so I could move through that.
Wow.
So when you talk about the dark night of the soul, because this is a concept people have been like from spiritual and mysticism to religious teachings have been talking about for eons. What is the dark night of the soul?
The dark night of the soul really should be called the dark night of the ego. And what it is it's all of our old past conditioning, our egoic selves, our the self of us that wants to grasp on to things that we feel identify us or that we feel we would like to have our own certain outcome for. It's the egoic self. It's dying off. It's basically God saying, you know what? I know you want to identify with that and you want what you want because you think that's going to make you happy. But listen, I know it's not going to. So we're going to kind of put up a struggle here until you go through the darkness into the light and actually find the real you, which is your soul, which is never changing, which is always present, which is vibrant with light and love, right? And that's what it resonates with. So anything that's not resonating with that vibrancy of love, then there's going to be a misalignment there and there's going to be a little bit of struggle, right? So, you know, I mean, you think about, well, let's think about some examples, right? I mean, you can bring up any example that you're struggling with. I mean, your job, your relationships, you know, your health, whatever. And then you can say, okay, so I am in struggle with this because it's painful and I don't like it. And so that's the dark night of the soul, really, when you kind of feel like everything's changing, nothing's the same, the rug's pulled out from under me, and I'm not finding answers. I don't feel connected to myself in the way I used to. All of my beliefs and limited thinking, they're just not working anymore.
So for example, like some real life stuff are, you know, people right now, and including me, and I'm assuming including you, you know, are having relationship struggles, whether that is in their own house or with friends or family members. And I'm hearing that from a lot of people. And I'm even noticing that in my own life that, you know, some of the relationships I've had in the past that I've relied on and that I love so much, it's just like not the same anymore.
Yeah.
And that's hard and it feels sad. We find ourselves in discord or not feeling, because here's the deal. And you and I talked about this a little, you know, everybody is actually intuitive. Everybody.
Right.
Everybody.
And it's like we just said, the one constant we can count on is change. Right. And once we move into acceptance of that, things really begin to open up. But, you know, a lot of people resist that because it brings up a lot of fear.
Yes.
And so when you're in resistance, what we're talking about, we're in struggle. Whenever you're in struggle. So what is struggle? Struggle happens when we don't like what is arising. So we resist it and we spend and waste all of our energy resisting what is. When really it's just what is, right?
That is so profound and it's so simple at the same time. Like struggle doesn't have to be this big, daunting, scary, dark thing. Right. It's just simply like tension that is created because we don't want to allow change to occur.
Or it scares us. You know, we're used to something that's the same, and we, whatever's coming up and arising that's change, you know, instead of just opening to it and being like, okay, this feels uncomfortable, but I'm just going to open and trust that my higher power has my back, and I'm going to breathe through this and stay present, and I'm not going to resist it. That's when God can move through us. But whatever we resist will persist. So I just feel like there's so many triggers in us as human beings, as the human condition, that when things come up that are super uncomfortable for us, we go into resistance. We go into trying to manipulate the situation, trying to fix it, trying to fit, you know, a round hole in a square peg and make the outcome that we want. And that is just, that's playing God. And God has so much more for us. And we're sitting here spinning our wheels in this little paradigm that we think is going to be the answer. And it's just not. We're in resistance.
What happens? What are some things that people can think about when we think about resistance? You know, what are some of the outcomes that you've seen in life with yourself or other people when they're in a state of resistance?
Well, I mean, it's like when you're at, let's say you're at a job and, you know, you don't really like your job. And every ounce of your being has shifted into doing something that actually made you feel joyful, but you're at this job because you think you're supposed to, right? It's the old paradigm of push harder, work harder, push it through it, instead of listening to your inner being and your inner soul saying, you know what? Instead of spending all of my energy fighting in this job that I don't like, and I'm not showing up as my best self every day, why don't I take a minute off to listen to my soul and listen to what actually resonates with me and lights me up and makes me feel joyful, where I can actually use my gifts? So that's just kind of what you're moving into there is you have to step back a little bit, right? So this is the process of acceptance that I'm telling us is one of the answers. There's two processes that help us through struggle and suffering. And one of them is acceptance and one of them is non-attachment. We'll address the first one first. This is acceptance, right? So when I say acceptance, I am saying that for everything except abuse. Okay. Anybody that's in an abusive situation, that's being, you know, oppressed, that this does not speak to you. If you're in an abusive situation, you know, you need to get to a place that's safe and get yourself help. This doesn't speak to that. This speaks outside of that. But if we are in moving into acceptance, the first thing we want to do is be real with the universe. So that's actually honesty is the first thing that's going to get is our first step to freedom.
Wow.
In a situation that we're struggling with, because if we're not honest, it's not going to work. So we move into a place where, let's say we have an emotion we don't like. Okay. Let's equate it with an emotion. Okay. But we can equate it with anything in our life that we don't like. So let's say a lot of anger comes up in us and we say, wow, I'm really triggered. I'm super angry right now. And so what the first thing you do is kind of move away from the situation. You don't engage. You move within and you create space for that to be what it is. And you say out loud to yourself, and it's really important to say it out loud because it's you speaking to your subconscious and to your wounded ego. And you just saying, hey, listen, I do not have to like what's going on right now. I feel violated. I feel unheard. I feel angry. I feel frustrated. And I accept the fact that I feel like that right now. Even though I may not like it, I'm going to accept it. And I'm going to sit here and I'm going to actually feel the anger in my body, which is really hard to do. And you create the space and the love for yourself to be heard with that anger. You can write it down. You can sit into meditation. You can breathe with it in your body. You can locate it into a central part of your body. Let's say it's your heart center. You move into that heart center and you just give it a stage and you let it yell, you let it scream, you write it down, or you actually just breathe into it, feel it, and accept it with love. It melts when you do that. There's no resistance, and it actually is a loving act because the ego actually feels heard, understood, and seen.
And then your physical body is actually then able to release it versus hold on to it.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not talking about this like it's easy because you're, as you said, you're so right. Like it is a challenge to allow yourself to be fully immersed with that feeling that doesn't feel great.
Right. And then the second part of that is that, you know, you move right to the higher power and you have to declare a belief out loud that you really do believe. And this is the part of the dark night of the soul, is that this is the first stage that comes before the surrender, is that acceptance of this is how I feel. I'm going to accept how I feel. And then you move into the higher power, right? And you say, but even though I'm all this, I declare that my source, my higher power is in complete and total control of this. And by the way, my higher power and source has my back and will bring my highest good out of this. And you know, you have to believe that.
Right. Because here's the deal. I mean, we're not here to sell you religion or spirituality or anything like that. But the truth is that if, you know, you have a disconnection from whatever you think created you or whatever you call it, then I think that's a whole other conversation, which I don't care what you believe, something created you. And it's a pretty darn amazing thing that we can't even name because it's so amazing.
Yeah. And for non-believers, that's fine. I just say, do you believe in the power of love? Do you believe?
I love that.
Yeah. And so you just answer to the power of love and you say simply out loud, and you guys can use this if you want, I accept that source is already working on this problem for me. So you see, it takes it out of the ego's control and it just leaves it out to the universe, which is such a relief that you don't have to fix the problem.
Yes. I mean, that is so key. I'm all about giving it up. I have found so much more peace in my life by giving it up and not feeling like I have to have the answer. And trust me, my ego definitely thinks it has the answer. So I go there still quite a bit. And then at some point it's like, oh, wait a minute, let me give this up because I don't want it. And I frankly don't have the answer and I don't know why it's happening. I don't know that I need to know why it's happening, but I love that function of this whole process.
Right. And you know, the way I like to look at this, which is so hard, and you know, we're so hard on our egos, you know, it's the ego's fault. I want to get rid of the ego. No, you know what? Be nice to your ego because then it will soften even more and give you a break. And you just say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to get out of the way here. I'm going to get out of the way and I am going to open my heart that there is a bigger, there's a bigger purpose in alignment here for me that is coming. It's lining up and I trust that it's there and I'm just going to get out of the way and allow it to move through me. That's very powerful practice. The other powerful practice that works here with acceptance is using a positive mantra out loud. So use a positive mantra as a problem is accepted, and hand it over. About your belief. So in the acceptance, what happens here, as you're saying something out loud, like I tried this the other day, things were crazy in my household. It was like, I don't know if you guys have been feeling the planetary shifts, but I mean, all of a sudden there was this just uproar in my family and it just got so crazy. You know, you have a hard time with your perspective at times. So I literally just was praying out loud. I choose love. I choose love. I choose love. I choose love. And I got really in my body and very resolute about saying it. And you know, you do say it out loud. I'm going to tell you, within one half of 1 hour, the entire family was on the same page and everybody was saying they just wanted to come to a solution where there was love.
That is amazing.
You know, and it takes so much energy to fight.
Yeah.
You know? And so I just said that energy out loud. I said, I choose love. I choose love. And I just felt this peace wash over me. And really what it does is when you move into that place of acceptance, and you don't have to like it, but what happens is that you move out of your mind, out of your ego, and right into your heart center, which is what this whole dark night of the soul is about. It's moving us out of a paradigm from our minds into our hearts.
The power of that release in your space truly does change everything because it changes you. I think that's so powerful. So I love that. Test this theory out. Test the science of the power of what Therese was just talking about.
Really what it is it's just, you know, we get triggered. We're human. We get hooked in our egos. We're human. But to notice that when you start getting hooked, when you start getting into an argument, when you start self-judging, when you start getting attached to outcomes, when you're in your attachments of having to have things, when you're judging others, all of those are misalignments with love. And wouldn't you know it, because we're all human, right? And that's what we're here to move towards, is this beautiful love, right? And so if we could just catch ourselves in that, and then look up to the sky and just say, there is a bigger power of love here that is easy. I'm working too hard. This is not working. This is exhausting. Like, I'm just going to give everything up to the power of love. I know that it's way, like, bazillion times bigger than I am. So I'm going to go ahead and give it up to the power of love. And so it's just a realignment with love in every thought, belief, word, action, breath. And to say, where am I out of alignment with love? When we detach from outcome, we let ourselves out of the prison of self-judgment. So 9 times out of 10, you know, it's like we think we're missing something if we're not getting the outcome that we want, right? And so we judge ourselves if we're, you know, it's just this constant like monitoring that if we don't have that outcome, well then we suck. And it's like, I don't think so. Would we go up to a baby or a flower and say, you suck because you're not growing fast enough? Like, grow up. Like, you're what? You know, like, it's like, we have to move into this place of like, I am not identified with what I think needs to be. I am identified with the power and the process of love and whatever form that takes.
And to that whole point, that's about being in the now moment versus being in the future of this thing should be or the past. And so the only moment we have is right this moment. And that is the opportunity to really be in the truth of who we are, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and more good. And so I love this piece about acceptance. If we can just allow ourselves to be where we are, especially now, like, we need to love ourselves, which could be the hardest thing. And therefore, then we can shine that love and that light out in the world.
What's going to bring you through the suffering is the acceptance. But another one is non-attachment. So, you know, the Buddhists are big into this. You could study Buddhism and then, you know, they're right on with this. And it's that whatever we attach to that we really think we need, and it's not us thinking it, it's not our soul thinking it, it's our ego, right? And so this is like, any grasping that we're doing on the outside of us that we think we need to be whatever, you know, to be better, to be okay. If we are grasping at that, then that is a form of suffering, because that's never going to satisfy us, because that itself is ego. And even if we get, you know, all of the credentials, we have the perfect life, you name it, what you think you need, and then you get that and you interview people, you know, who are like the richest people in the world. And it's just like, they're still not happy because they haven't taken that trek within, and the happiness is from the inside out, not from the outside in. And so there is attachment, right? I think I need to have this, 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 and that. Now, when we work with saying, okay, I'm attaching to that because I think that's either going to help me with pleasure. It's going to be like, I'm in an addiction mode, thinking that that's pleasure, right? And if I don't have the pleasure, then I'll be in pain. Or if it's a survival thinking, if I don't have that, I'll die, right? Or it's an association with the attachment, because that's your identity. That's who you are. And if you don't have that, then you'll be nothing, right? And so that's what the attachment, that's how it hooks us. But if we're able to do what I just said and just let ourselves out of that prison of attachment and say, I'm really mindfully and intentionally working with releasing that attachment to the power of love, I don't need it. I don't need it. If I let myself off the hook and just say, I have me, I have my soul, and I have love, and I'm going to enjoy being in my physical body, enjoying my life, and being present. If that's all you're worried about is being love and giving love and being present, all of that other stuff is just unnecessary. And so you release your attachment to it, and all of a sudden, and I felt it the other day, you break yourself out of prison.
Yes, amen.
And you're in freedom.
And so here's the thing. You are then not a victim of your own circumstance. You become the alchemist and the guru for your own life. And you're not looking for other people and other things to make you whole. You have decided to have that relationship with love, with light, with peace. So you emancipate yourself from mental slavery, and you rise into the next part of your evolution. I mean, if we were all here and dialed in, then there would be no reason to be here and having this experience on this planet right now. Yeah. So this is the work. And the work right now, we are being called to get real with ourselves, with our souls, to do the work we came here to do.
So the key is to say, I am soul, I am love, I am light, despite my circumstances, I'm here, and I'm making a choice to just accept and love and be present. That's all it is.
And knowing that all of your needs are met, even if it does not look like it. So cutting the illusion of the appearance of things, we have to change our minds in order to change our lives. We are the creators of our reality. We are the most powerful force.
Right.
In our own lives. So if you do not like what is out picturing, whether that is in your personal relationships, your professional life, on the planet, in politics, whatever, if you don't like it, change your thinking about it and have a new way. This is about finding our freedom.
Absolutely. No one,
find your freedom. I mean, this is what this time is about. This is what this life is about. And as we go into this beautiful holiday season, which looks so different this year, probably for so many of us, we have to find a way to do everything that Therese just talked about as we go through the process of pain and suffering and grief, because everything is different. And these are tools that you have given people so that they can come into the new moment and experience the grief and the pain and the suffering so that they can move through the dark night of the soul and remember that they are the light. And right. Even if it's dark, the yep. light never goes out.
That's exactly right. And making those choices that make you more in awareness of your light and love, you know, a simple example, and I'll end with this and then we'll move into the meditation, is, you know, oh my God, I'm exhausted. Like, let's take empaths, for example. I work with empaths a lot, and, you know, they're just givers. They're natural givers. And so they end up, you know, letting their boundaries get trampled, over giving, giving to please, identifying with giving and doing the right thing. And then they just end up completely exhausted. They always think about everybody else first. These are gifts because they're healers, but ungrounded or not knowing how to work with their energy, it's going to be a misalignment with love, even though it's love. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes. So, because that's not self-love, because right. you're giving something that you don't actually have for yourself.
Right. And so when then that the choice for love right there would be, okay, I'm looking at all these signs and symptoms of being burned out. I'm going to take some radical self-care. I'm going to pull my wings in. I'm going to just really focus on being alone, being with my breath, being on meditative walks, taking up some salts baths. I'm going to receive massage. I'm going to focus on receiving self-care. And then boom, a couple days of that, you're back in alignment. You've got your power back. You've got your strength back. Your chakras are realigned. I mean, it's really is a choice for love. Meditation?
Yes.
All right.
What a treat.
So for all of you empaths out there, or for any person walking on this planet, I'm going to take you through a process of learning how to ground your energy through your first center and then move up through the top center, the crown chakra, and bring in the light. And so you're connected to heaven and earth. So I kind of call this a heaven and earth meditation. So let's come into a seated position and preferably feet on the floor and hands in the lap. And let's take really nice, long, deep, slow breaths in through the nose, four counts in, filling the lungs, out through the mouth, and breathing out eight or more counts out. So twice as long exhales as inhales. And we're doing this three times. And as you're breathing through your exhales, now you're probably moving past the third time of the breath. We're going to move our energy with our breath and our imagination. So breathing in to the tailbone and leg area and exhaling that energy in the form of roots or an anchor, dropping with the exhale, the energy down into the earth, into center earth. So with each exhale, you're dropping your energy through a visualization of roots into the very core of the earth or an anchor. Taking one more breath, watching that happen. Notice what your anchor looks like. Notice what your roots look like. It's just interesting to notice, and they'll change on a daily basis. And you can have a color that's associated with that grounding of your energy into the earth. Great. Now, just really focus on the bottom of the exhale at each exhale. And then notice this ever-present, loving Mother Earth energy that's holding you, nurturing you, caressing you at your very first chakra. As you release into the energy of this first center of Mother Earth, who is bringing you all the nourishment that you need through grounding, centering, feeling of safety, security, and everything gets slower, right? And everything feels like we can just completely let go totally in our physical body, and we're rooted. And so we almost feel this energy as just a pulsation of nourishment, of coziness, of being grounded. Good. Now I want you to breathe that energy of Mother Earth up into your body as a color. So breathe that color up through your body, up through your roots or your anchor, in and all around you as a big, beautiful color of Mother Earth. And then just feel that as a big globe of energy all around you. Just let that pulsation secure you. Good. And now we're going to move our energy from our tailbone all the way up through our spine, up through our third eye, up through our crown, and we meet this beautiful Holy Spirit light that's coming down like a spotlight of translucent white light. And as we reach our big inhale up to this light, we ask for it and bring it down with our breath through our body, filling our body with white light. Breathing up to the white light again. And fill your body with this white light on the exhale. And as you're filling your body, you're clearing your aura, you're clearing your chakras. You're removing any dense or negative energy. And then last exhale here, breathe the white light down through your body, all the way down, clearing your entire body, your aura, your third eye. Move the energy down all the way to Mother Earth. And we're sending Mother Earth the biggest, brightest heavenly light and love. And then we're breathing that light after we've brought it to Mother Earth back up through our bodies. Now all around the Mother Earth color is this white translucent light. Awesome. Now you're connected in a globe of earth energy and heaven energy. And so we're connected to heaven and earth. Beautiful. I want you to feel the ground and surround of this beautiful connection to earth and heaven. And then put your palms up now in your lap. And I want you to imagine yourself in your mind's eye, walking in your most beautiful, beloved, sacred scene. Anywhere out in nature that is your favorite. And I want you to see this heaven light that's golden, beaming down through your heart center in an undeniable force of love. And each time you take a nice deep breath in, you breathe it in through your heart center, and it opens with the exhale. Breathe it in. And as you exhale, your heart center begins to open more and more and more. And as your hearts are connected to your hands, I want you to begin to feel this golden light that you're breathing in and out move through your heart and through your palms. The light you can see moving with the breath. And then you can feel the heat moving through your palm chakras. Awesome. And now we're taking whatever is in our hands now that we're gripping onto. Whatever we think we need, we want, we desire, anything we think we're struggling with right now, all of those burdens, they're all in your hands right now. The struggle, the suffering, the attachments of what you think you might need to make you happy, all of that you're holding in your hands, and your hands might feel quite heavy right now with all of those things you're holding. And imagine that you're holding them straight out in front of your body. So you're actually having to hold them. Okay. Now with this beautiful new light that's coming in, it's this beautiful purple light that's coming in the form of love. It's coming towards you with each inhale and exhale. This light, this God light, this love light is coming in and it's asking you to empty all of this into this big field of purple light. So with the next inhale and then the exhale, everything that's in your hands is being emptied into this purifying purple light that's going to take it and transmute it into the best for you. It's alchemizing it. You're giving it over. Now release your hands back into your lap and feel this purple wash over you, purifying you, reminding you that all of your burdens, all of your sufferings, all of your attachments, all of your struggles have been now dumped into the field of love that is surrounding you in a big purple bubble. You can all of a sudden breathe a little deeper. You feel a lot lighter because you know all of this has been given over to the power of love. He giveth and he taketh away, right? So whatever needs to be given, whatever needs to be taken away, whatever needs to be taken away here has been taken away. And whatever needs to be brought in is being brought in the form of light. Now, a new light. We've given it away into the purple light. Now there's this beautiful golden light that's coming into our hands, which is the newness of what we're accepting in the name of love. So just feel that golden light fill your palms. Move up your arms into your heart. Fill your heart center. And surround you with the alchemy of this beautiful golden sparkly light. In the name of love, we receive. Awesome. And amen, amen, amen. Put your hands on your heart. Take a big, deep breath in. We're going to seal this healing in. Let's seal love and light. And so it is.
So it is. Thank you. That was so beautiful. And truly, like, it's just amazing when you just spend that small amount of time, when you open your eyes, everything looks different, even though, you know, the kitchen might have all the dishes in the world and all of those things, everything feels different. So thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yay.
This has been an episode of the Wonder Life Podcast, the voice for health and wellness, where soul, science, and technology meet. You may find us on social at wonder.life, at wonderhealth, or at wonderhealth.com, and that is wonder with a U. Stay tuned for our upcoming launch of the Wonder Wellness Academy, where you and master teachers connect to elevate your minds, bodies, and souls.